Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, and download the River Network app. And, I think I just said that. Also, you can hear me on these great radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network. My mind is just, it's just shot. I mean, that's all there's to it. It's been shot for a long time. Focus, focus, focus. You're on the air, man. Grab hold of the reins. Grab hold of the reins. River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Yes, I nailed it. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network. Well, as bad as the slobbering coverage was with 7 and 9 regarding Tampon Tim, and Tampon Tim is the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Newspapers were even worse. Billionaire Bob so hates Trump. Between the two stories they did on this, and it was just an excuse to do two stories. It essentially was one story, but they broke it up so it didn't look that ridiculous. The number of paragraphs between the two stories and the online version is roughly 50 paragraphs. I mean, it's insane. And a video and one slideshow and different pictures that they posted with their story. It's unbelievable. The play that they gave this failed loser vice presidential candidate Tampon Tim. Not one critical question among all of the local media. Not 7, not 9, not the newspaper, not one. One interesting thing with the video that they had, the video quality was awful. You think my video quality is awful? You actually think that? You would be right. But it's even worse with billionaire Bob. And I don't have $1 billion. I didn't inherit it anyway. Anyway, so here's one thing that I thought was quite telling. The audio quality is not great, but at the end you hear Tampon Tim say something, which I think is actually very important. So let me play this for you. And again, this is all part of the Belmont buzz.
In his state, you can actually run for a third term if you choose to. But regardless, he's helping to lead the fight. And
why do they not believe that we're with them? Why do they not believe that we care about where they're at? And I think those are really important questions because honestly, look, you don't, winning an election is a means to an end. You got to win the election so that you can do things to improve people's lives. And we came up to a critical election this year, and there was at least a majority of folks who said, well, I think this guy can do better. Now, obviously, he can't. And we're saying that. And I think many of us in this room are trying to figure out why did we lose them.
Many in this room are still trying to figure out why we did lose that. I think that's very telling. And I think he's right, by the way. I think Tampon Tim, like a broken clock that is right twice a day, is right. They're still trying to figure that out. They still are that clueless, which is wonderful for the people who still believe in sanity. They're still trying to figure that out. They don't understand that we don't like open borders and having us replaced with illegals. They don't understand that we hate the woke agenda and the pronouns. They still don't understand that we're opposed to the transgender agenda, which is mutilating and sterilizing permanently children. They still don't understand that we oppose the DEI. They still don't understand that we want to make America first. They still don't understand much of anything. They still don't get it. I thought that was very, very telling. And the newspaper coverage, even more slobbering than 7 and 9, not one critical question among the local so-called reporters. Not a one. Not a one. Pathetic, just beyond pathetic. Anyway, that's the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the...
All right, enough of that. I'm sick of it. All right, next, Bridgeport Equipment. Bridgeport Equipment, one of my great clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. They have a number of stores, not just in Bridgeport, but they have 11 stores in like, I don't know, three or so states. They're amazing how big they are. They really are. It's right next to Herb Electric in Bridgeport. The sale that they have on right now regarding steel products and other products for your lawn care, the sales are just unbelievable. Here's just a glimpse. Steel is this big deal company out of Germany. They manufacture top quality equipment and tools. Top quality. Steel equipment is just the best. The FSA 57 battery trimmer. Promotional price $229, and that includes a free battery, $140 value. $140 value, free battery with, if you buy the battery trimmer, the FSA 57. It's a steel. The steel gas trimmer, the FS 56 RCE, sale price $229, excuse me, regular price $229, sale price $199, you save $30 on this steel gas trimmer. It's a steel. Another steel gas trimmer, the FS91R, regular price $359, sale price $329, you save $30. It's a steel. And the self-propelled battery lawnmower by Steel, $799, and with that you get a 300S battery valued at $300. It's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport, right next to Herb Electric. Go there and say, hey, Dimitri sent me, I want a steal on all of these great products. And it's a steal, every one of them that's on sale. It's a steal. It's a steal. Bridgeport. Also, they've got great boats and also vehicles, different types of RV vehicles, RVs, two-wheel, three-wheel, four-wheel, nine-wheel, 15-wheel, all over the place. The Mega Mall store that they have in Marietta, the Marietta Mega Mall, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, also in Pennsboro and Ripley and great boats, great everything. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool is the place to go for your lifestyle. They will equip you for everything. Thus the name, Bridgeport Equipment. All right, so there's that. Next, billionaire Bob. He inherited the money, of course. This is just amazing, and I didn't notice this in any of his newspapers, but someone sent this to me. And I read this, and then I had to read it again. I'm going, oh, no. I knew billionaire Bob was inept and just a money grubber and could not possibly care less about anything other than making money off of his business in Pittsburgh, the failed franchise, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the only reason he's making money off of that is because they forced the taxpayers of Pittsburgh to build a public housing project for his business, PNC Park. That's a public housing project. This supposed conservative capitalist actually loves the idea of having the taxpayers, forcing the taxpayers to pay for his public housing project, PNC Park. But no matter how much money this guy makes, it's just not enough. So here's the latest. Here's the headline. And he owns the Pittsburgh Pirates Quad A franchise. The Pittsburgh Pirates are going to restore Roberto Clemente's sign at PNC Park after Hall of Famer's family expresses anger. The Pittsburgh Pirates have reversed, that's Bob Nutting, the Pittsburgh Pirates have reversed course after angering the family of the late Roberto Clemente by removing a sign honoring the franchise icon on the right field wall at PNC Park. Roberto Clemente played right field for the Pittsburgh Pirates, a legendary, legendary, legendary player and human being. So they had this sign honoring Roberto Clemente, right field wall, PNC Park. Billionaire Bob wanted to replace that sign with an ad for Surfside, an alcoholic drink. This is billionaire Bob now. He owns the Pirates, but he's like, Roberto Clemente? Nah, take that down. Let's put up a sign here for this Surfside alcoholic drink. Make more money. However, the Clemente sign will be restored before Monday night's game against the Cardinals, according to a Pirate president. A guy named Travis Williams. Williams took responsibility for the controversy. And, of course, we all know that none of this is going to happen without billionaire Bob's blessing. So I guess he's throwing Travis Williams under the bus. It's like, well, it's his fault. As if Travis Williams could do anything without the blessing of billionaire Bob. So, yeah, let's blame the president of the Pirates, Travis Williams. Let's not blame the owner, because even though the owner signs off on everything. And so Williams said, we did not intend to disrespect the legacy of Roberto Clemente by adding the advertisement to the pad in right field. When we added the advertisement to the pad, it was an oversight not to keep the number 21 logo. This is ultimately on me, not anyone else in the organization. It was an honest mistake. We want to make sure the Clemente family understands that we intended no disrespect to their father. We look forward to continuing our relationship with the Clemente family and apologize to them and our fans for the honest mistake. The right field wall at PNC Park stands 21 feet high in honor of number 21, Roberto Clemente. The Pirates said in a statement that the sign, which had been on the wall since 2022, was meant to be a temporary adornment. Adornment. It's an ad, for God's sake. Roberto Clemente died in a plane crash off the coast of San Juan or his native Puerto Rico New Year's Eve while attempting to deliver supplies to earthquake-ravaged Nicaragua. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame the following summer. Roberto Clemente, a legend. And billionaire Bob is saying, hey, let's take down the Clemente reference there in right field because we can make some more money with this ad for this Surfside alcoholic drink. And then when the Clemente family found out what billionaire Bob was going to do, they rightly were upset. And now the president of the Pirates, this Travis Williams, says, it's all my fault. Don't blame anybody else. It's just me. It's not the owner. Can't be the owner. It's like it wasn't the owner's fault when we didn't buy enough hot dog buns for that hot dog night special. They actually did not have enough hot dog buns because billionaire Bob wanted to make sure he didn't overspend on hot dog buns. So the hot dog special that they had a few years ago, they had the hot dogs, but they didn't have enough buns. And now they're getting rid of the Roberto Clemente memorial to put up an ad for Surfside, an alcoholic drink. Billionaire Bob. But don't blame him. Oh, no, the president of the company. He takes all the responsibility for it. It can't be billionaire Bob, the owner. No, he can't take responsibility for any of this. Let's send out the president of the Pirates, Travis Williams, and say it's all my fault. Sure it is. Sure, because billionaire Bob, he has nothing to do with the finances or anything like that. No, of course not. Never his fault. Billionaire Bob hates Trump. Can't make enough money. He inherited the money, by the way.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.